Suspense. This is the Man in Black, here to introduce this half hour of suspense.
Now, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
No, no, no more, no more in the name of hell.
Hold him, Harvey.
Sure.
Please, stop.
Yeah, let him go.
Sure.
How you feel, eh? How you feel, copper? Come on, tell me so I know. I know you oughtn't to laugh at him, Harvey. He's hurt. Hey, Annie. You hurt? You hurt, Annie? How's it feel to be in the cell of your own jailhouse, Annie?
Look, Millen.
No, you look. On your feet and take a look, Annie. Step on here, up.
Don't hit me anymore.
Take a look. You see the pretty pistol, Annie? It's wood.
Wood?
Yeah, I whittled it, Annie.
Wood?
Right after I whittled that bow for your kid, I made me this gun. I put some shoe polish on it.
Mine.
Yeah, his niece.
Sure.
And now we got a real gun, huh? Yours. And we're going to get out of here, out of the jail. Everybody's screaming and nobody's going to break out of. Come on, let's go, Ernie.
Let's go.
Let me tell you something, copper. From now on, from the second I do this, from just then on, just listen to what I say. Don't repeat it. Just listen to it and do it. I say, let's go. That means we're getting out. I say, keep your mouth shut. It means you say just one word and you're dead. And the last part of it is, when I'm ready to kill you, I'll let you watch. That's fair enough. Now, let's go. Find a road that don't look too traveled, Herb. Turn into it.
Sure.
Don't kill me, Johnny.
No?
Don't kill me, Johnny. Don't kill me. Johnny, don't kill me, Johnny.
Yeah?
That's okay. Well, now, why are you crying, honey? Real good hostage like you? You told us where everybody was, where the arsenal was, where the keys to the warden's car was. Well, you're a nice boy.
Don't kill me, Johnny.
Okay, Herb. Out, honey.
Don't kill me, Johnny.
Out, honey. Now, get up. You want a cigarette? Light? Goodbye, honey. Let him walk back, Herb. Let's go.
Don't kill me. Johnny, don't kill me. Johnny, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Like you.
I know, I can tell.
It's one of the reasons I like you.
Come on, Johnny, let's scram from this joint. Let's get going.
Give Herbie another piece of apple pie, huh?
All right. Want some more coffee?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Don't rush Johnny and me, mister. Hi.
Pretty girl like you slinging in a road diner like this.
Don't do that, Johnny.
What?
The truck drivers and the tourists say... They say just what you said. It don't become you.
What does become me, Molly?
Me? Listen.
Huh?
You walked in here half an hour ago, and I said to myself, it's John Dillinger. Fellow whose picture I see in the papers with that smile on his face. Same smile as you got now. And you know what about that smile, Johnny?
Huh?
It means you've been there and you've seen it. Whatever there was to see. And nobody's going to fool you. Johnny, what's down the end of the road?
You want to see?
The way you'll show me.
I'm coming back for you, Molly.
Yeah, I know.
First, I got to see some people up the road, a couple hundred miles up the road. People expecting me.
And you're coming back.
Yeah.
Join the dance.
Why don't you join yourself, baby face?
The time we came together. Instead of Johnny, I've been jumping for joy. I just want you
to... on a grave. Herbie's grave.
Yeah, well, Herbie shouldn't have tried a bank job all alone. You should have come up there to Wisconsin with you and your friends. Had a party. Had fun.
Yeah, should have had a party. Should have had fun.
You met Annie, huh? Talking for Annie, Johnny? You know, if Annie stays here, then...
Yeah, but... she's waiting for me in Chicago. Real soon I'll drop in.
When?
One more day here, then we move out.
Oh, are you kidding? Party's only 4 days old. We're just beginning. Where are you going to have it better, Johnny? Look, who's going to think to look for you in a crummy roadhouse in the Wisconsin woods? We could stay here a week. You could sing for Annie.
No. No, I like Annie with Chicago around her.
Don't push it, Johnny. Every cop in Illinois is watering at the mouth for a chance.
So you got a liking for my face?
Huh?
My face, you like it?
Oh, sure, Johnny. Well, sure.
You like my face? Annie likes my face. That Molly in the cops? They like my face?
What are you trying to say?
Well, there's a doctor in Chicago, a plastic surgeon. For $5,000, he'll make me a new face. Then I don't run. I don't hide. Then I have me a party in Chicago like you never dreamed. Like you never...
Where's Dillinger? Where's John Dillinger? I gotta see John Dillinger. Who's...
I'm Dillinger.
You gotta get out of here, Mr. Dillinger.
Why?
Cops. The back roads is full of them. Cars with cops in them. And plainclothes guys. And they're heading here. I ran all the way through the woods. You gotta get out of here, Mr. Dillinger.
How close are they, kid?
Up at Point Racine. They gotta take the dirt road's detour before they... That's where I cut across the hill and through the woods. I ran all the way.
How did you know I was here, kid?
Everybody around here knows you're here, Mr. Dillinger. The big party you're having. This roadhouse open in the middle of winter. And somebody wants a pigeon on you. Call the
cops. But not you.
Oh, no, not me. That's one of the cars, Mr. Dillinger. I just bet a
kid.
Yes, sir?
You're a good boy, and I'm gonna make you one of my gang. You like that?
Oh, sure, sure.
And I'm gonna give you my gun. Here, kid, you take it. What's your name?
Paul. Paul Harvey.
Well, I tell you what, Paul. You go out there, and if that's really the cops, like the way you said, I want you to stall them.
How'll I do that, Mr. Dillinger?
You think of something, Paul, because you're the kind of a guy I got around me. Guys who think of something when the chips are down. Guys like you. Go on, Paul. Do what Johnny Dillinger told you.
Now I see him.
Then do it, baby.
I want him closer.
Here's your land. Get up. Get up and put up there.
See you around, baby face. Let's get fun in my party.
You like it, huh, Johnny? You like what I've done to your face? Here, let me wipe off the mirror. You like it, huh?
You're a butcher, Doc. You're a drunken son of a Chicago butcher. You're a slaughterhouse man.
Oh, you just hold your tongue, Johnny.
Bang, Dickie.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want to tell you something.
$5,000, Doc. That's what you agreed on. It's what you get.
Now, you listen to me. You died there on my operating table. You died for sure. You died stone dead.
What are you talking about?
My assistant and that slob that gave you too much ether, and you were dead. And I thought fast, and I grabbed the hemostat and pulled your tongue over your teeth. Then I gave you artificial respiration. You were stone dead, Johnny. And I brought you back to life.
You're a drunken butcher, Doc. Go on, give him the $5,000.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Johnny. Now, Johnny.
Huh?
Your fingertips. A new face don't do you any good without you got new fingerprints.
That's right, Doc. You're thinking, Doc.
Yeah. I got it already. Right over here. Come on, Johnny. Yeah. Take a look. A bowl of acid, Johnny. All you got to
well,
do
Well, let's get it over
sure,
with.
Sure, Johnny. Now, you just roll back your sleeves. That's it. Well, give me your hands. No, don't hold back, Johnny. Just give me your hands. That's it. And relax your fingers. And...
Look at you.
Honey.
Hands bandaged your face. Get away from me.
All right, I will.
John.
What?
You broke Crown Point weeks ago. How come you're just showing up?
I gotta explain it to you, Annie.
Or else out.
You heard, Annie, you read the papers.
What
you...
happened in Wisconsin? 4 days. Babyface came around and told me all about it. And this crazy operation, how long? A week? Two? Where have you been all this time?
Yeah, I got my child.
That's right. Where have you been all this time?
Well, I'm here now, so what?
Another woman?
Oh.
You can tell me, Johnny.
Now, look.
You can tell me anything, Johnny. You know you can. You always said you could tell me.
Something happens when I'm around you.
What? Tell me what?
I don't know.
Tell me what, Johnny?
The reason I waited so long to come to you. Well, I can't stay away.
Leave me, Johnny.
Everything gets so all right. It gets warm and nothing's exciting.
Hungry, Johnny?
Funny, up in Wisconsin, I was running away, you know, with Babyface after he let that FBI guy have it. And I was running, and you know what went through my mind? Kind of real crazy. This oil cloth on the table, the patterns in it, the blocks, and how you look at me one way, and then they look like they're coming out from the table.
That's a nice piece of time.
And they keep staring, and they change.
Johnny.
You know what I mean?
Johnny.
Yeah?
Don't worry about anything.
Okay.
Everything's going to be all right.
Sure.
And later you can cry. I like to see you laugh, Johnny.
Oh, you make me laugh.
Am I funny? You think I'm funny?
No, you're just like a kid. Marty.
Mm-hmm.
You glad you quit that job and come up here to Chicago? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why you always sit on the floor like that?
Listen, John. Crosby.
I swear, you're just like a kid.
Bright eyes, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, being here in Chicago and knowing what it's like where the road goes. Johnny.
Yeah?
A man like you.
Oh.
You're like a giant, aren't you, Johnny? Not afraid of anything.
This is Molly.
Looking for you to kill you. You're not afraid of anything. John Dillinger.
Get him over here.
Johnny, how many men?
Huh?
How many men dead because of you?
13. So?
Sheriff and the deputies and the cops and the FBI and everybody. Looking for you to kill you. And you're not afraid. Sure, Johnny. Molly? Yes, I'm Anastasia. Johnny? Did you brew in? still a month ago when he brought you here? Ask me inside, Molly, so we can have a heart-to-heart, compare notes. Share. All right. Come in. I was just having a bottle of beer. You want one? You want one? Sure, honey. Because I can cry in it how pretty you are. You like Chicago? Crazy. Your beer. Doll. Real doll. Johnny's a picker, he is. And he gave you Chicago. Drink your drink, say your say, and then get out. I broke up something coming here right at this time, didn't I, Molly? Yeah. Something real nice. And you can't wait till Johnny again. No. Johnny told me about you.
Oh?
I'm sorry for you. Tell me all the ways you're sorry for me. Only one. But you haven't got with Johnny. And you have. Crazy for it. From the time he walked in the diner where I worked, I was alive. Advice from an older woman, honey. Make it a memory. Get out of Chicago. Leave Johnny.
For you? Leave a man like that to
leave
something?
Him. Keep away from him. Did you hear me? You... I just broke my beer bottle, Annie. The way I once saw a man do in a bar I worked in Des Moines. Broke this beer bottle. And he held it close to this woman's face.
Stay away from me.
He held it real close, right under her eye. First he made a little scar. Just a small scar. Like that. You. You get out of here. And you leave Johnny and me alone. Else one day the mood strikes, I'll tell Johnny to kill you. Get out, Annie.
Bureau of Investigation, Cowley speaking.
You want John Dillinger?
Who is this?
Anna Sage. You want Johnny?
You, giving him to us, Annie, for the $5,000?
Not for the money. I don't care about the money. I don't want Johnny anymore, that's all.
Sure, Annie. Now, where...
I'll set him up for you. I'll call you later, where and when.
Well, listen, Annie...
You just stay by your phone, and I'll make you a hero. Johnny?
What?
Mind if I take a sip of your beer first?
Don't do that.
What am I doing?
Acting girlish. Sweet. Just don't do it, Annie. Just hand me the beer and...
Here.
Thanks. Oh, I never knew Chicago was so hard.
Why don't we go out, Johnny? Cooped up in here, sweating out the heat, clawing at each other like we do. Why don't we go out?
You're crazy.
Well, we're crazy to stay in here. We go to a movie, a nice air-conditioned movie. Cool off for a while.
I go out of here and somebody...
Who's going to know you're sitting in a dark movie theater? What you had done to your face and some dark glasses? Nobody's going to recognize you. I hear the paper. The Biograph Theater, picture with Clark Gable and Myra Law. You like Clark Gable, don't you, Johnny? A Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
For a while, you could enjoy yourself and get out of the heat. Johnny.
What?
You ask Molly to come along if you want.
Annie, I mean it.
Go call up Molly and ask her to meet us here, and then the three of us will go to a movie. And
yeah, Molly told me you was around. Is that how you got that little cut under your eye, honey? Yeah.
No sense anybody being mad at anybody.
No, there ain't. I'm glad you figured that out.
So why don't the three of us get together for a movie tonight?
Sure. Sure, I'll call Molly.
Johnny.
watch the cartoon, Annie. Where are you going?
Some candy. You want some candy, Molly?
No. I got a figure to worry about.
Excuse me, then.
Investigation, Cowley speaking.
Anna Sage, Mr. Cowley.
Oh, yes?
We're at the Biograph Theater.
Dillinger?
Yes, sir. We ought to be leaving here in 20 minutes or so. Cartoon and the newsreel.
Right.
Johnny's not wearing a coat. Blue sports shirt. Dark glasses and a straw hat.
Thanks, Anna.
The comer, huh?
Oh, it's hot. Even with the air conditioning, it's so hot.
Sit down and get some beer. Want to go with us and get some beer, honey?
No, I'm going home.
Well, we were just talking
about... Do what you want. I'm going home. Oh, who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Oh, boy. You feel it, Molly?
What?
The heat. You feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll go to someplace and
you
get it.
You two go on, I'll go.
Johnny? Johnny Dillinger? FBI, Johnny. Don't go for your
You're
gun.
Not going to...
I said don't go for it.
Annie! Did you hear him? He called for me. I kind of thought he would.
Hey! Hey, look, it's Dillinger! It's John Dillinger!
What?
Hey, look!
Look, it's John Dillinger.
And so closes tonight's tale of Suspense.